Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. Our weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome, and thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's passage is Psalm 33. Shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Make melody to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully on the strings with loud shouts. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea as a heap. He puts the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage. The Lord looks down from heaven. He sees all the children of man. From where he sits enthroned, he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashions the hearts of them all and observes all their deeds. The king is not saved by his great army. A warrior is not delivered by his great strength. The war horse is a false hope for salvation, and by its great might it cannot rescue. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his steadfast love, that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart is glad in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in you. I quite often find myself writing this weekly devotion on a Monday, after I've enjoyed a day of rest and praise for God the day before. Rising early on Sunday mornings to attend worship service at our church is such a great blessing for me to consciously regroup spiritually, to refocus my time and attention on what is really important in life. Having the opportunity to be with God physically through hearing his word and physically touching the real body and blood of Christ by means of Holy Communion can be found nowhere else. Because my husband and I live a fair distance from our church, the drive there gives us time to think about God, about church, and to prepare ourselves for the gifts we are about to receive. And this past Sunday was no exception. I don't know what it was, perhaps the fact that we had just returned from a simple vacation with our family, living for a week in a comfortable but still rather small and modest cabin. But yesterday felt like I had a better grip on the reality of life as a Christian, a better idea of who I am in Christ and what his will for my life is. Rather than let myself be worked up over so many things that are wrong with the world, it seemed a bit easier to see the world through Jesus' eyes, which for me, among other things, means to love and accept the people around me as fellow children of God, created for his purpose. Now, the people that I meet during the week may not all be believers, but that's not really for me to fix. Today, I will praise the Lord for all his wonderful gifts to me. I will shout for joy that I am forgiven and salvation has been won for every single one of us. Today, on a Sunday, I will dwell in the house of the Lord and thank him for his steadfast love for me. But, if you think about it, who really can hear the word of God and not respond? We may not be tasked with making others believe, but we are commanded to share the love of Christ with them. Using the words in the passage today might help to make it easy to share some of the basics of what we believe. God is the creator of the earth and all that is in it. By his word alone, all things were created. The word of God's mouth is powerful, and he watches over all his creation, including us and the things we do. Have you ever watched small children at play with building blocks? I was once a preschool teacher and also a mother of two small children. Lots of things were interesting and fun to observe. With very small children, before they think about what others are doing or even caring, even though you give the same number and shapes of blocks to different children, they don't necessarily build the same thing. And they are totally okay with that and enjoy playing with whatever they've created. Sometimes when the children get a bit older, what they build depends on whether or not the teacher or the mother is watching them, making sure that they create something that is acceptable or worthy of praise. Well, God gives each of us gifts, saints and sinners alike, and expects us to use them to His glory. Our gifts are not all the same, nor do we have to use them in the exact same way, but we are to enjoy using them. The Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 6, "Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them." Now, I have to confess that I am occasionally like the small child who looks to see who is watching before I dare use my own God-given gifts. I want to make sure that I am doing it correctly or worthy of someone else's good. But paying attention to how I use my gifts is a good check for me. At times, I am too easily tempted by worldly goods and ways, so that it's good for me to remember that God is always watching us, taking care to know His children, and guiding us to strive to do His will, to use our talents and wealth in ways that are pleasing to Him and helpful to others. After all, He created us and gave us our mind, our soul, and our free will. God doesn't watch us because He's trying to trick us, trying to catch us making mistakes or sinning against Him so that He can flick us out of His hand of love and salvation. No, He watches over us to sustain us when the worldly ways threaten to overtake us, when we are tempted to think that what we have or have accomplished comes from anything or anyone other than our loving and gracious Heavenly Father. Again in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul writes, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." Yes, God watches over all the righteous believers because He knows the wicked will always be out there attacking us in some way or another. God is watching us because He alone is our help and our shield against such assaults. Words from the writer of a hymn titled, "What is the World to Me?" put it like this: "The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, yet never is content though gold should fill its coffers. I have a higher good, content with it I'll be. My Jesus is my wealth. What is the world to me?" As believers, we put our trust not in the wealth or riches of the world, not in governments, armies, or powerful people, and not in our own strength and intellect. We, as believers, children of God, put our trust firmly and always in Christ alone, who saves us by His love shown on the cross and by the power of the Holy Spirit who guides us. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for graciously, mercifully watching over us, Your redeemed and righteous children. Guide us to use the gifts You have given to us to share Your love with others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise to the Lord. Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.